Southeast Michigan's getting itself a brand new baseball league. The United Shore Professional Baseball League is preparing for its inaugural season in June 2016. And a centerpiece of that is the new baseball stadium, now under construction in Utica in Macomb County. Andy Appleby is the founder of the USPBL. He was an executive with Palace Sports and Entertainment, so he worked with the Pistons before he went on to found General Sports and Entertainment in Rochester. Welcome, Andy.
Thank you.
What is the USPBL, United Shore Professional Baseball League?
Yeah, it's a new league that we're starting up here in Metro Detroit for minor league baseball. And minor league baseball has actually been a real national phenomenon for many, many years. But for whatever reason, we in Metro Detroit have never had minor league baseball. And it's really all about fun and family and affordable entertainment. And we're really excited to bring it.
And how many teams will you be launching with?
Cindy, we're going to start with three teams, and they'll play out of our brand new ballpark in Utica, Michigan, and it'll start next June, so right around June 1st, 2nd, or 3rd, we think. Some of that depends a little bit on our winter construction schedule here, but all things considered, we should be starting a little less than a year from now.
And you've broken ground on this new stadium, the Jimmy Johns Field.
We sure have.
What will the ballpark have?
We built it a little bit smaller than maybe typical because there's about a million people in a 12-minute area of the ballpark. So we probably could have built it a little bigger, but we have 2,000 grandstand seats and then another 2,000 seats in what we call corporate picnic areas. And then we have 22 suites as well. So it has kind of all of the modern amenities of major league sports, but maybe at a minor league price.
And why in Utica?
We loved Utica, first of all. It's right on M59, so there's 125,000 cars a day that go by the ballpark, which gives you a little bit of a 24/7 commercial, if you will. And it's also right in downtown Utica, so we're right across the street from City Hall and the fire department. And you always kind of want to build these in a little downtown area, if at all possible. And then I think secondly, Cindy, Macomb County, I believe, is the fastest growing county in Michigan. And Utica, of all things, is the second largest school district. So four AAA high schools, eight middle schools, and 13 elementary. So lots and lots of kids and, of course, lots of families.
And let's talk about cost and funding. Is this privately funded?
It is almost entirely privately funded, which, again, is a little bit atypical of minor league baseball. About 98% of the ballparks in America are publicly funded. Mm-hmm. But in Metro Detroit, we had a little bit of a deficit position in the sense that people didn't know about how great minor league baseball was. And, you know, certainly the communities that we've been talking to are not necessarily flush with cash right now. So we believed in it enough, Cindy, to put our own money behind it, which, again, is quite unique.
Let's talk about minor league baseball. And as you say, Andy Appleby, Southeast Michigan, kind of, you know, Metro Detroit area, isn't really familiar with minor league baseball. Why are you so taken with it? What does it offer fans?
When I left the Pistons, the first thing we did was we bought a minor league baseball team in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And I just fell in love with minor league baseball. The price for a family versus what they get is probably the best quotient in all of sports. In other words, a family of four pays X and they get quadruple Y in value. Also, it's not only fun and affordable and fine entertainment, but the level of play is also excellent as well. And then lastly, you know, it's one of those maybe few businesses in life where in order to do well, you need to do good. So you actually wind up partnering with all of the charities in Southeast Michigan and all of the different school districts as well. I remember in Fort Wayne, for instance, we created a reading program out of almost nothing, and we had 85,000 kids in that program after the second year. So those are the kind of things that we hope to bring to the metro area.
And where do you see yourself getting the players from? I'm kind of wondering if players from Michigan would get special preference.
They might get some special preference. You know, as you notice in college baseball, very few players actually get drafted, and that's because they're already 22 years old, but those are some excellent players. So we always like to use the example of the 280 hitting catcher at USC or Vanderbilt that just barely didn't get drafted. That is the prototypical player for us. So really good, high-quality player, and yet they still have a chance to make the majors.
You know, there are those who wonder, Andy, about the future of baseball and the fact that the 30-year trend of increased attendance at major league games seems to have kind of stalled out. And we do see a lot of kids on soccer fields, perhaps more than we see on baseball diamonds. And some wonder about the future of baseball, especially once the baby boomers have passed on to that great ballpark in the sky. What are your thoughts?
I think baseball is still very well positioned. I mean, clearly it faces a lot of competition from soccer. And, of course, we're big soccer people with our team in England. And also lacrosse has taken a lot of the good baseball players. But at the same time, you know, travel baseball is stronger and bigger and better than ever. Little League baseball is still very strong. In our case, we have a little bit of an advantage because it's less about the wins and losses and more about fun family entertainment. And not to say that the games aren't going to be ultra competitive, but in Fort Wayne, you know, we used to poll the kids coming out of Fort Wayne, and we found that about 77% of the kids, you know, weren't sure who won or lost that night, but they had maybe the best time they've had for a while.
And I'm gathering you see this as a way to grow future baseball fans.
We do. You know, I believe that we're going to be a real huge asset for the Tigers, frankly, because we're going to create lots of little kids that like baseball. And at the same time, you know, they're not going to be able to see Miguel Cabrera play for us. So they'll need to get down to see games at Comerica Park.
Now, you've been, as you mentioned, with the Pistons, so you've had a lot of years in Michigan in sports. What does this mean to you to get this launched?
I like to joke, Cindy, it's been a little bit of an overnight success for 10 years. I mean, I literally have been working at this for a while. I took a little bit of a break when we had our team in England, and I was there quite a bit over the last 8 years. I've been to about half the home games. But just the last 2 years, I really put the pedal down because I just felt so very positive about this program, and I felt that Metro Detroit would be an absolutely great market for us.
Now, tell us about the naming contest back to the United Shore Professional Baseball League. You've got this running till the 24th. What's going on?
We do, yeah. Everyone is encouraged to go to our website, which is USPBL.com. All the rules and information are there. It's been amazing how many people have emailed in choices for team names. We actually are naming three different teams, so quite a lot of creativity there that we're looking for. You know, minor league baseball is interesting because the more fun the name, the better. I learned this lesson when the Lansing Lugnuts were named about 20 years ago, and I thought, gosh, that didn't sound like a very good name to me, but it went on to be the second or third largest grossing merchandise team ever in minor league baseball. Sometimes the crazier the better for these names.
You can submit your team name idea and keep track of developments in the United Shore Professional Baseball League. As Andy said, the website is USPBL.com. Andy Appleby is the founder of this new minor league. And opening day, you're looking forward to next June in 2016. Andy, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Cindy.